Welcome to Blightbringers, a Legion of Everblight-focused War Machine and Hordes podcast. I'm your host, Ronlore, and we are back from the holidays. Joining me this week is Wolf. Welcome back. How were your holidays, buddy?
Oh, they were certainly days where I didn't have to work, and that's about the exciting part of it.
Hey, man, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, nice to have a couple days where you weren't going to a place you didn't necessarily want to be for 9 hours a day.
Totally. So this week, we're just going to talk about how, what our plans are for the year, you know, what our goals and expectations from Legion are, and we'll just go from there.
Yeah, the typical stuff. So what are your goals for the year? Did you make any New Year resolutions for the game?
I don't know. I mean, I mostly just want to keep playing. Like, I'm not super into competitive War Machine, so it's hard for me to be like, oh, I want to, you know, make it out to 7 cons or whatever, but...
You're going to go to any this year?
I do plan on hitting up the Sioux. I might be in town during the OTC, just in case my other teammates, like, need a person. I plan on being, like, in Toronto, just kind of hanging out.
Makes sense. Any other ones?
No, not really. Everything else is kind of in the States, and right now I'm still working on, you know, saving up money to do the Sioux. So beyond that, I'm not really sure.
Makes sense. You should get a passport. Come visit me.
Yeah, I do plan on getting that sorted out eventually.
I was going to say, I'm like an hour from the border. You could come down and hang out, and I could show you, you know, what real money looks like. And the worst side of Niagara Falls, because somehow we have the worst side of it. I'm not sure how that worked out, but it did.
Eh. I mean, you have the boat with the cooler name, I guess.
Is that how that works?
Yeah, you know, you gotta have something.
It's fair enough, I guess.
How about you? Any plans? Any resolutions?
Let's see. So I've got a couple. I'm gonna try and get 200 competitive games in this year.
Oh my god.
Whether that be through steamrollers, cons, whatever else, I want to get 200 high quality games in. I know I'm going to make it out to at minimum 2 conventions this year. Well, 3 because ATC. I'm going to try and hit 5, but I know for a fact I'm going to 3. So that's going to be fun.
Yeah, that sounds pretty busy.
I'm going to try to qualify for a day 2 at Masters at one of those. I haven't done it before. Most of my Masters visits have been X and 1, X and 2. And I really want to step my game up enough to be able to hit a day 2 and be like, all right, I can do this. Let's see where it goes.
Yeah, fair enough.
It'll be interesting, I think is the right word. I don't know if I'll actually be able to pull it off, but damn it, I'm going to try.
Yeah, I think having the attitude that going into it, this is what you want to do and you want to succeed at it. You know, as long as you're not getting bitter and angry that you may not make it, you know, I think it's worthwhile.
Bitter and angry? Me? What?
I know, right?
Doesn't happen. What are you talking about? That's crazy talk.
Oh my god.
No, I'm a happy ray of sunshine, haven't you heard?
No, of course. Of course.
I'm like the most positive one on this cast, or so I've been told, which is yeah, that's something somebody told me. Well, I was like, wow, you clearly don't listen to this very often.
Oh my god. So coming up, actually, I have a steamroller in 2 weeks, so I'm looking forward to that. I might end up continuing on with that Abbey or Animag list that I've been playing.
Right, right.
I think it's good still, but I like, it's not top level, I don't think, but it's been getting me results-ish. I just have to learn how to play it.
Is that the double chosen one?
No, it's the kitchen sink one.
Oh, all right. Yep.
It's got everything but, like, War Spears, pretty much.
Wah-wah. Poor War Spears.
Yeah, I know, right?
You were top dog for a little while, War Spears. You could have done it again.
Yeah. they're definitely the third best Ogryn unit. So, there's that.
I hate you so much. You made me think about it and be like, wait, we have 3 of them? Oh, yeah, all right.
Like, God. Anyway, so I got 3 games in this week, actually, which is not too bad.
Ooh, do tell.
Yeah, so my first game Well, you saw the photo and were like, what the hell are you doing dropping an Archangel into Hydra? And I was like, shut up, Wolf. I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, that you don't do that. Turns out Hydra's animus makes Archangel real sad.
Yeah.
Also, Hydra gets a ton of attacks for some reason.
Yeah. That game actually was eminently winnable had I actually done things a bit more correctly. So it wasn't a good game, but I didn't get the good rules, and if I had just realized that I should just give away my Archangel in order to score and like block off part of the terrain, I would have been way better off. But didn't happen. Didn't get the rolls, and I just like, alright, you know what? I'm just gonna concede because there's not much time left, and this way you can get another game in. So that was it was a short game. It was a decent game. I was starting to tilt off the planet, so it was like, alright, you know, we're good.
And you tilting in a hard game? Look, you're talking a lot of things today that I just don't believe.
Yeah, well, you don't know me well enough.
Clearly.
So, and then, actually just yesterday, we were at Buddy's place. I played into the same list twice. It was Gorshade 3, I believe, with some Banes, and some Banes, and some more Banes.
Ah, I see the Mark II Crix has returned. Banes on Banes.
Definitely. The list itself, I think, is actually like pretty reasonable. It uses one unit of the Weapon Masters, one unit of the not Weapon Masters, but they have they're the ones with the new UA that's coming out.
Oh, the Defensive Strike UA?
Yeah, that guy's pretty cool.
Yeah, he's pretty neat.
Turns out, though, Defensive Strike, not great against Chosen.
Yeah, hitting Chosen with Pow 10s doesn't seem to do a whole lot.
Yeah, so
Pow 10s, Pow 12s?
Yeah, it's not very high. So the first game was with actually your Abby 1 list that you brought to your recent event.
Oh, yeah, buddy. Bring that Abby 1 love.
It was pretty good. I definitely felt the reduction in the Fury efficiency that we used to have in this game.
Right.
Where, like, Shepherds were, like, they're still good, don't get me wrong, but, like, they took away all Fury instead of just one. So that's a big change, and even though I had two Forsakens, I ran hot on like the third turn or second turn. Yeah, I ran hot on the second turn. Like,
yep, that sounds right.
I had no choice. Just to get the amount of work done that I needed to get done. And I was like, man, this is kind of rough, you know? But not a problem because Legion Beasts just sort of die.
Yep, that also happens.
Yeah, but the highlight probably of that game was Abby 1 feated and a Carnivian and Proteus absorbed a significant amount of attacks and kind of just jammed up his army because you can't really leave them alive, you know? So
right.
It took way more than he had wanted to tear them down. And then I just cleaned up and scored a few last points that I needed and won that game on scenario. The second game that day, I played against the same list. I think I said that already, but this time I was using the Animag list. And yeah, like I said, those defensive strike Banes just don't have the hitting power to get through Chosen, like, at all. I put two into him, and it took him the entire unit of Banes, a Warjack, Tartarus, and another Warjack to kill two Chosen.
Were his dice just like nothing but ones and twos? Holy shit.
Yeah, it was pretty abysmal on the rolling front for sure. One of the Chosen was arm 19, the other one was 21, but yeah, I also healed fairly well. He would like deal 3 and I'd heal 3, that sort of thing. So it took him a long time to get through them. And at that point, like, again, he's just tied up on these two stupid models in the middle of the zone. So after that, I was able to clean up his Bane Riders without issue, because apparently Rotwings are just insane at killing them. I don't know why.
Turns out Rotwings will kill just about anything if it takes a point of damage.
Yeah, they didn't have any damage on them. They just straight up died.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yep, that's the thing that happens too, I guess.
Yep. So that was ridiculous. But and then I actually had to peace out. I had some stuff going on that night, so We ran out of time, but we both agreed that it was definitely in my favor. He had one war jack, a handful of Master Banes, and I still have my Blightbringer. So at that point, it's kind of over.
Yeah, it depends if the Banes can charge that Blightbringer. Funnily enough, it only takes, I think Crick's math is like 5 or 6 of them charging to down the Blightbringer, so.
Yeah, actually, they might have, but yeah, I'm not sure. Anyway, it kind of ended regardless, so, but it was a good game. It was fun. It's nice to kind of just get out and play weirder games, and that I'm okay with that.
I'm not good at competitive War Machine, but I just won 3 games.
Well, you know, that's not what I'm saying. How about you? I know you're at an event. I know you don't want to go too far into it, but how was your weekend?
It was a local event yesterday. I brought Abby One Animag because I think that's what I'm taking to ATC.
Okay.
And let's see, first round was against somebody who was kind of brand new. Like, I think the guy had less than 10 games in. He was playing Crix, and I kind of had to remind him to allocate focus and that he could cast spells, and that maybe running 4 Death Rippers in front of a line in front of Chosen was probably a bad idea.
Right, so he's still in the losing every game phase of War Machine.
Yep, pretty much. So, I mean, it was just a learning game for him, and it was a chance for me to see how much I can explain to somebody, basically. Turns out I'm not a great teacher, so.
We all have our strengths and weaknesses.
Yeah, that's fair. But, yeah, it was just a kind of an easy start to the day. Round 2, I played against a guy from Rochester who was running Wormwood and Tharn, which is not what I expected to see with Tharn, but it turns out Wormwood's still kind of a pain in the ass.
Okay.
And it had gotten to a point where I had had some problems with positioning because I wasn't used to everything being able to be a forest, or Wormwood just being like, oh, nope, this 10 inches between here and here is now, like, he basically just shut 2/3 of the board off from me.
Yeah, that sounds a lot like what Wormwood does.
Yep, and it was one of those, oh, now I remember why you were so good at the start of the edition, and I don't understand why I haven't seen you in a while.
Because his feet changed, and everyone decided he was terrible.
Well, everyone's wrong, because, like, there was a forest on my left side, he made his upkeep forest, then moved to the right zone, feeded, and just went, okay, I've literally cut the board in half, and you don't get to do anything, because there's, like, a 28 or 30-inch forest stretching across the board now.
That sounds very difficult to deal with, now that Islesite doesn't ignore forests.
Yeah, it is. And then with all the Tharn going, nope, I'm in a forest, so I'm def 15, like, huh, all right, this is kind of annoying.
Yeah.
Like, I can definitely stack buffs to get there, but, like, I'm only doing it on 1 or 2 guys at a time, and then because line of sight is 3 inches, like,
Yeah. Who did you play into that? Animag?
Yeah, I just dropped Animag all day.
Yeah. That seems tough for her. Like, yeah. Tharn are kind of incredible, and having a caster like that where you just, like, can't attack them.
Yikes. Yeah. I thought about putting Abby down, but then it becomes a game of, yeah, I can basically ignore your forest, but he's still a Fury 8 caster that can throw out Strangleholds.
Yeah, Stranglehold's a freaking nightmare spell.
Yeah. And since we have no way to, like, really have any spell negation, that seemed kind of bad too. Especially when it's, hey, I'm going to run forward. Cool. These 2 Carnivians are never moving again. And now you're playing 36 points down. Like, oh, all right.
Yeah, not great.
No, it's not. But he wasn't terribly familiar with the list. So he ended up clocking himself. And I think neither one of us had any scenario points at bottom of 4.
Oh my god, yeah.
Yeah, so. But if he, you know, once he gets practiced with the list, and I assume that's not a thing that's going to be happening, so I'll have to try and figure out a way to deal with that. And then round 3 was a local Billy Nichols, really nice guy. He was running Maelok and Rask, and I had asked him to drop Maelok because I needed to see if my thought process was right on dealing with him. I've played into it a few times, but it's been a little bit, and my list has changed a bit since then. So he put Maelok down, I dropped Animag again, It was on the pit, and it was basically three turns of I run forward, he runs forward, or he got first turn, so he ran, I ran. He comes in and does a bunch of work with mortality, which I positioned poorly against again. Mm. I could have been, you know, like a warmonger could have been a half an inch back and been out of mortality range.
Sure,
and
yeah.
Stupid stuff like that where I'm like, oh, I think I'm out. Oh, nope, I'm just in shit. So that hurts. And then actually going second in that match hurts a lot. I couldn't get Amok as far up as I needed him to be to screw with Malok's feet.
Okay.
Because if I get the first turn, he doesn't have like any ranged presence at all. So Amok can run basically twice. And then when he feats and tries to use Incorp to run through each other to get around terrain, you can't.
Right.
So it's then just becomes a cluster of, you know, some portion of his army can't go where it wants to go, which means it's either trying to run around behind stuff and it's not getting attacks in that it needs to get, or it's having to try and run through terrain and blocking itself off, which... Even if it does that, I think I can counterfeit and break through his armor because he needs the charges to like effectively take down Chosen and Warmongers. And if he doesn't get them because I just jam his face in with, you know, other Ogryn, then I think I can pull a win out of that.
Sure. Yeah, it sounds tough.
Yeah, it's. I think it's a coin flip if Legion goes first, and it's much worse if they go second there.
Yeah. That makes sense. Malok is the guy who just brings all the undead gators, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's...
It was two max units and three min units, I think he had.
Oh my god. So many gators.
Yep. And it was just a lot of meat to chew through. Especially when they go, oh hey, I'm armed 22 in melee. Like, alright, I can get to pow 22, like that's fine. But again, this relies on being able to get the charges to do it, because you're not walking in and one-shotting anybody at that point, and especially with eight boxes.
Yeah, definitely.
So it was a good little event. It's 2-1, but I mean, really 1-1 with clubbing a baby seal. So.
Oh, don't say that. I mean, you're right, but
that's what happens sometimes. Like you don't. I don't mean to be like a dick to the guy, because like I said, he seemed like he was brand new.
Yeah. But
that wasn't a game where, like, it's a steamroller. I'm sorry if this was like a Tuesday night game when we normally play. Like, I'll let you do whatever you want. We can take 3 hours and you can learn your list. Like, it's a steamroller. I played without spells or a feat, like, but I still was not going to be like, yep, all right, I'll let you win this one to make you feel better. Like, sorry, bud.
No, of course not. I'm not saying that, but, you know. I would take my wins where I get them.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I mean, certainly one way to look at it.
Anyway, so you have the ATC coming up, right?
I do. List lock is, I think, by tomorrow. So I think I have to put everything in tonight.
Okay.
I should probably get around to doing at some point.
Well, since list lock is tomorrow, do you mind just going quickly over your list and what you plan on bringing?
Sure. I can do that. So, my team is Nickel City Nimrods. For anyone who doesn't know, Buffalo is known colloquially as the Nickel City.
Okay, time out. Time out.
Yep.
Time out. Do you know what other city is known as the Nickel City?
No.
Sudbury, Ontario, where I live.
Is it really?
Yes.
God fucking damn it. Well, we're going to have to change the name of that.
Oh my god.
That's some more shit.
We have a giant structure called the Big Nickel. It's literally a giant nickel.
I hate you. I hate you so much. You don't even know the hatred I have for you right now.
It's so good.
God damn it.
I'm going to send you a link later.
I hate you okay. So much.
Okay, go ahead.
You're not cutting any of that. I hope you realize that.
Nope. Like, I'll stay again.
Son of a bitch.
Oh my god.
Anyway.
I'm dying.
I hate you. Anyways, that's my team. So there's, oh God, let's see if I can remember the factions. It's going to be me, a second, my buddy playing Legion, Menoth, Scorn, and Grimkin.
That's a lot of hordes.
Yeah. They kind of realized that after the fact, too.
Huh.
Fuck you, War Machine. We're better than you still.
Does that concern you at all?
Not particularly.
I guess going into a team event, it's less of an issue, maybe?
It is, but also, like, I don't think there's any one mechanic that works, like, super well on hordes. So, like, the ones that come to mind immediately are, like, poison. But, I mean, so I think I'm running PT plus something else. My buddy's running PT plus something else. So, like, it could be a problem there, but, like, nobody throws out enough, like, poison shots that it makes it, like, untenable.
Yeah, I feel like really only Legion has a ton of poison anyway.
Yeah. Then there's Grimkin, who's going to be Dreamer plus something, because of course it's Dreamer plus something. But, like, oh no, you're throwing poison shots into an army that has a ton of shield guards and sacrifice as a arcana. Like, what do you think that's going to accomplish?
Yeah.
I can't imagine that goes over well.
Okay, fair enough. And, all those factions are still pretty crazy good, so I'm not super surprised, but it was just, like, it stood out to me as a thing.
Yeah, and then with Scorn, I think he's running Immortals plus something, and hey, your tech doesn't work on stone construct dudes, and then you're still probably throwing poison shots into, like, I think his other list is something with turtles, so, like, yeah, okay, you're gonna do minimal damage to a stupidly iron high fucking battle engine.
Right.
Like, So, no, it's not terribly concerning to me, but...
Cool.
I'm running Anime PT, the list I've had for a bit now. It's a little off-kilter, but it seems to work. It's Anime, Amok, the Blightbringer, a single War Chief, 3 Spell Martyrs, 2 max unit of Warmongers, 1 with Gorag, max unit of Chosen, double Hellmouth, and then a max unit of Birds.
Yeah, okay.
I didn't like Birds at first, and like I still kind of hate the models. The birds themselves are good. Those stupid flight stands make me want to punch a baby.
It's the flight stands. The wings are excessively wide.
I ended up just bending the wings to like make it look like they're flapping up and down. But
yeah, well, I did the same thing as well. Like I did some up, but I stayed like I left some out as well. And it's just like they don't fit in bags. Like it's a nightmare.
They don't fit in bags, and because the flight stands are all different heights, so, like, it's just stupid, and I think I'm gonna snap them off their flight stands. Like, glued them on just to use them yesterday, but I'm probably gonna snap them off and then see if I can find, like, some, like, basing material, like small trees or rocks or something, and just, like, put them on there.
Yeah.
Something other than these stupidly tall flight stands.
You could just shove a brass rod up the center of them, probably.
I mean, you probably could. Somebody was telling me to magnetize them, but talking to Cutter, and he's done that, and I guess it doesn't really work and looks kind of silly.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. There's options. I've got a couple weeks to play around with it, but it's going to be fun trying to get them through the airport, through everything to Wisconsin in one piece.
Right.
So, that's the worry currently.
Yeah, that's
can
tough.
I get them there in one piece painted and not have to immediately hate myself and try to repaint stuff on the fly?
Yeah, for sure. So the second list is Abby 1, right?
It is, and I keep debating on the beast loadout because, again, it's a team event. I need to be able to handle certain things.
Yeah.
Right now it's Angel, Double Carnivian, Proteus, Seraph, a Shredder, Sorceress, and Helion, 2 Forsaken, Shepherd, Valkyries, and Ice Witches. And I keep going back and forth on the Beast loadout, and if I want Black Frost Shard over Ice Witches, there's a couple flex points in there. I'm not entirely sure she needs a Seraph. I'm not entirely sure that Double Carnivian is the best for certain matchups, but I know it's good for others. So I'm trying to get feedback from my team and everything else to kind of say, okay, like, what do we need if, example, if I don't need to worry about, you know, hitting Rhett and Gorshade 4, then I can probably swap out Carnivians for an Angel and, like, a Nerf, because I don't need the sprays to deal with getting time walked.
Right.
But, like, if it's, oh, hey, you might have to go into, like, a Kador double battle engine or something, well, I really don't want the Angels, because then you're relying real heavily on the armor pierces. You get one good attack and nothing else. And, like, one is fine because it makes a great refuge target. You can play hit and run and throw early damage on things to start off the peace trade or really make somebody question why they're putting things where they are.
Yeah.
But it doesn't... They're not terribly efficient at removing heavies or removing battle engines or removing anything bigger that you need to remove. So it's kind of a toss-up to, like, hey, what do I need to be going into? What do I need to be doing? What are the things that, like, the team as a whole can say, hey, you can probably feel safe dodging this one caster. We either don't expect them to show up that much, or we've got enough other answers for them that it's weird. But it should work out, I think.
Okay.
So that's the current thought process. That entire list might change today. As soon as we're done, I'm probably going to start messaging my team again and be like, hey, you know, we got to get lists in today. Help me figure out what the fuck I need to do here.
Yeah. Well, keep me updated there, because I did enjoy the last iteration that you just went over. So I will happily kind of slam down anything that you put together for Abby One, because you know what's going on.
She is so good. And it was funny, after the Steamroller and Portal, Nate was there, or Nice and Cute on Discord.
Yep.
And he had watched some of the jank I was doing the final game against Cutter's team. And then, like, a day or two later, messaged me and was just like, hey, I finally got her on the table with your list. You're right. This is stupidly good. Why are people not playing her? I'm just like, I told you! I've been telling all of you! Nobody listens to me!
All right, everyone. So, we haven't done homework in a while, but go play Wolf's List. It's good. Seriously.
Go play Abby One. I don't care if you think she's bad. Just do it.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's call that an episode. What do you say? Anything else you want to go out on? I know we got the ATC. But...
Oh, we got ATC coming up. The Sioux is in May this year.
May, yeah. So, it's the first weekend in May.
So if you're in, you know, Southern Ontario to Northern U.S., you should definitely come. I think Omnus is coming. I kind of, quote-unquote, convinced him to fly cross-country and show up.
You definitely twisted his arm.
I totally did. Last year, Andreas Holmes was there, and that dude flies from, I think, Sweden. Like,
wow.
So if you're, you know, in, let's say, North Dakota, listening to this, going, I don't want to go that far. Dude flies from Sweden to be there. You can make the car ride.
Yeah, I think one of the other podcasts is planning on doing a party bus. So maybe look out for that.
Fully boosted. So they're out of the Philly area. So if you're up the East Coast, like, if you can get to Philly, they have a party bus going from Philly to Southern Canada.
Yeah, like, so get in contact with them. Like, that seems way more convenient than trying to drive everyone individually. And that way, like, you're with people, and being with people is half the fun of the convention. So you're already, you know, getting your game on.
Also, because it's a party bus, I'm pretty sure the entire plan is to just get hammered on the way up and then, you know, see what happens. So if you're over 21, you can get hammered before showing up and then try to cross the border and just confuse the shit out of the poor border agents. Like, that's always a plus.
Oh, man. Be nice to the CBSA, guys.
It's never the Canadian border agents I have a problem with. It's always coming back.
Oh, yeah.
The Canadian ones are always just like, oh, you're coming in? You're bringing anything with you? All right, you have a nice day. And it's like, eh, all right, thanks, Canada. You go do your thing. You go to come back, and, like, the American ones just, like, stare at you like, why have you left the greatest place on earth? What are you doing up there? Who do you think you are? And it's just like, all right, listen, buddy, I'm a nerd. I just want to play board games. You need to chill the fuck out.
Fair enough. All right. So look forward to that. We'll let you all know when the Sioux opens registration, because I don't believe it's open yet.
It is not. But so, I'm sure you can harass the shit out of Tim Bankey and make him tell you.
Yeah, you could do that too.
I'm not advocating for anybody to message him, but, you know, he does love receiving messages, so...
That's how we got him on the show.
It's true.
All right. Well, thank you all for listening. As usual, the link to the Discord where we hang out most of the time will be in the show notes. And I think that'll do it for episode 28 of Blightbringers. We'll talk to you again soon.
And you will probably listen soon. It's a good system. We like it.
All right. Goodbye.